Okay, what a joy to be here today, and thank the Lord for another opportunity to be at Island Ford Baptist Church. It's been several years. Everybody's been trying to figure out, amen, how many years it's been since I've been here. It's been several years since I've been here, but I thank the Lord for the open door and got to see your pastor again there in this past April, I believe it was, March or April. And I thank the Lord God's opened the door for us to be here. So good to see all of you still in church, still in the house of God. Thank God for you. Appreciate your faithfulness, Brother Hall. What a blessing that God has blessed you and Sister Hall. And I look around and many of these are your kin. That God is just blessing you and God's made you fruitful. That's the desire of my heart, amen, that God would work in my family's heart, save them, amen. And I trust one day we'll all be in church together. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And that'd be such a blessing serving the Lord together. And I appreciate you from the depths of my heart. Thank you, Pastor Shepherd, for allowing us to come be a part of these services. We did enjoy the day there yesterday. A little warm. Nobody's feet were cold. Amen. And we just enjoyed the day in the heat out there and then come in and had some wonderful fellowship and did a good time and around the Word of God. And so good to have you here today. And I thank the Lord for the listening audience on the radio. We appreciate that and appreciate the radio station. And God has allowed us many years of ministry on the radio. Amen. Well, you say the kind of preaching you do, amen, might not be very effective on the radio. Amen. But I tell you what, we've been just hacking away and trying to get the good Word of God out, amen. I enjoy radio ministry. People find it hard to believe that I've preached hundreds, literally hundreds of messages sitting in front of a tape player years ago and then now a computer, amen, preaching the good Word of God now through all the technology, amen. I preach a lot of messages right through the phone line. And a lot of people think I'm right in the studio. I still enjoy the studio experience, amen, and go to the studio from time to time when I'm in town and preach, and we'll have the opportunity to sing there in studio. And so it's a joy to try to serve the Lord with you here today. Take your Bibles and turn to Proverbs chapter 21. It's just amazing, Brother Josh, as the Lord worked in our hearts about what He'd have us to preach, amen. And I thought it would be a strange message, but I never try to question the Lord about that. Not to say that God has not changed my mind before when I preached and even got into the pulpit. God just worked in our hearts and has orchestrated all this, and we thank the Lord for that. You young preachers, amen, sometimes when you follow the leadership of the Lord, a song may not be sung that goes with your message. Something may not be said that goes along with what God put on your heart. But you just got to follow the leadership of the Lord. And that's something only God can teach you, amen. I couldn't even do that in a class, amen. I know with the glasses, amen, I look like a doctor now and stuff. But I couldn't sit in a class and teach you that. You've got to get that from God in meditation and studying the Word of God and then following the leadership of the Lord and being filled with the Spirit. And so I trust the Lord will help us today. But I do appreciate what God's put together today. And look in Proverbs chapter 21, and then we're going to go over to the book of Genesis with the help of the Lord. The Bible says in verse number 27, "The sacrifice of the wicked is abomination. How much more when he bringeth it with a wicked mind?" The sacrifice of the wicked is abomination. And that's what I want to talk to you about with the help of the Lord today, on the sacrifice of the wicked. That's a strange verse, is it not? And I trust that the Lord will help us today as we preach. Let's pray and then you can be seated. Father, we do thank you, Lord, for the wonderful Word of God. I appreciate, Lord, what you put in my heart years, Lord, before that I was ever saved, and Lord, when I was called to preach and went to Bible school, I'm glad you put in my heart that this King James Bible was God's infallible, inerrant Word of God. And the reason men can preach, one reason among many that men can preach with power, is because they have confidence that this is the very words of God. And Lord, I pray that, Lord, you help us, Lord. And Lord, I pray that you would touch us. And maybe someone here, Lord, that's not saved by the grace of God. And somewhere out in radio land, as they're listening to this message, may God touch somebody's heart, and for God's glory, and for your will to be done, that God would save some precious soul. Revive the saints, save the lost. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen and amen. Thank you. You can be seated. The sacrifice of the wicked is abomination. The word abomination is a very, very strong word. We find in the Word of God, amen, as we see the sodomites in our day parading their rites. We see all kinds of perverse things that are happening in our nation because we have forsaken God. The Bible says the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God. I want to say something here. I believe with all my heart that sodomy is a judgment of God upon this nation. I believe that. I believe you find it in the Word of God when Israel forsook God and their kings forsook God and they began to lift up altars unto Baal, sodomy broke out in the land. And it was a judgment of God against all forsaking and the idolatry. And we see it everywhere today. We were in Walmart not long ago. Well, it's been a couple months ago now, amen. We've seen a couple of lesbians together. We've seen a couple, amen, of sodomites together. We've seen a tranny, amen. And I told my family, let's get out of here before they rape us, amen. I'm going to tell you, friend, it's serious. It is serious in the day and hour in which the Bible calls that an abomination. You say you're being unkind. The Bible says that is an abomination. The Bible says that they will pollute the land. And unfortunately, many of those have probably been turned over to a reprobate mind. A mind that is void and cannot be reached by the Spirit of God. Oh my, it's a serious, serious thing. There are many things in the Word of God that is considered an abomination, but for the sake of this message today, we're going to notice that the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination. It is an abomination is an object of extreme hatred. I'm going to tell you, friend, there is things that God literally hates. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, we have heard on the radio today the love of God magnified. And when we hear that, listen, I believe as much as anybody in this room or anybody on radio that God so loved the world. But that's a general statement. There's things God hates. And I'm going to tell you, friend, the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination. It is an object of extreme hatred. Then he says, them that bring it with a wicked mind. Did you notice that? I believe that speaks of their intent. Their intent. I-N-T-E-N-T. Their intent. So listen, a sacrifice is simply something that is offered to God. It is offered to God. And listen, God don't accept everything that people offer to Him. You can write religion, amen, on a horse and brand it on a horse, march it down Kingsport, Tennessee, where I live, amen, and you'd probably have a following gathered before evening. Religion. But I'm going to tell you, everything with religion branded on it is not of God. Everything that is just branded as a church, or today a fellowship. They said a church that I know of here lately, they've took Baptists off their name. I'm glad some have. They're an embarrassment to me and God. But listen, sacrifices, so much for that one. Sacrifices is something that's offered to God. It's required of God. It's commanded of the Lord. Amen. And listen, in both the Old and New Testament, God requires sacrifice. But every sacrifice is not acceptable to God. There are sacrifices that are abominable to the Lord. Now, I don't have time. I preach this. I preach strange series of messages. But I preach this as a series of messages years ago. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to God. But I preach this as a series of messages, and I ain't going to have time to preach this series in this morning broadcast and message. Amen. Somebody said, Brother Rose, do you preach series of messages? I said to them, Brother Steve, all my messages are prone to be series. I'm one of the most strangest radio preachers you ever heard. Brother Josh, don't worry about it. Amen. I've preached a message. I've went over to refresh people's mind about it. Ended up preaching the same message and then add just a little bit on. Said it's time to go and come back. Amen. The next Saturday or Sunday, preach the same thing over. Add a little bit to it. I just preach as long as it's warm on my heart. Amen. If it ain't warm on my heart, I go on to something else. Amen. Hallelujah. There's 66 books. There's plenty to preach. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And God has blessed it over the years and used it for His honor and glory. But I want you to take your Bible and turn to Genesis chapter 4. And we're going to look at Cain's offering. We're going to talk about today, with the help of the Lord, on the way of Cain. Unless I preach this on the radio here lately, the last time I preached this message was in Bedford, Kentucky. There was a little, formerly a Roman Catholic building that they made a Baptist church in. I was invited to preach in a tent meeting there, and we never held service in that little church. Sunday morning, we began under the tent. And I began preaching out there, and so I never got to preach as far as a service formally in that church. But Brother Hall, I began to think about it, and people have enjoyed it over the years, what I've done. Listen, when we're on the road sometimes, I take the time out to use radio preaching, and sometimes I just preach, amen, and have chapel with my family with what's called the Rosebud Academy, amen. Hallelujah. And it's a blessing to homeschool our children, amen. And my wife has had a lot of responsibility, and God is going to give her great rewards for being so patient, hallelujah. And no, I'm not still in the academy, amen. But I am the principal dictator, amen. Beloved, benevolent dictator of the Rosebud Academy. And sometimes I'll preach a message to them, record it for radio, and people have enjoyed hearing those chapel messages that I have preached to my children. Almost a year ago, I took a text in that little, formerly a Roman Catholic church that was a Baptist church in Bedford, Kentucky, and preached on the way of Cain. The way of Cain. Notice in Genesis chapter number 4, and the Bible tells us in verse number 3. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth? And why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted. But if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be a desire, and thou shalt rule over him. And Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, "What hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. And now art thou cursed from the earth, which is open her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shalt thou be in the earth." And Cain said unto the Lord, "My punishment is greater than I can bear." Let's go down for sake of time to verse number 16. "And Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden." Here is a sacrifice that God considers an abomination. Cain's offering was a sacrifice of works. I believe in holiness and godly living as much as God, Brother Hall, has revealed it to me from the Scriptures. I used to sit under preaching a man where they called sin by name. Preachers that lived right. As far as we knew, they lived right. And I'm going to tell you, my parents grasped a hold of that. Hearing Brother Allen, I was hearing Brother Allen and going to Faith Baptist Camp. I was either 4 or 6 years old when I started going to Faith Baptist Camp. And men, amen, would stand up and preach the Word of God and stand against sin, amen. And I'm going to tell you, listen, it got a hold of my heart, amen. And when I got saved by the grace of God, even though I'm ashamed how I rebelled against, listen, my parents, but I'm telling you, when God saved me, He put a desire my heart to live and please Jesus Christ. Amen. I believe in holiness as much as any man here or listen to me right now. But there's no way that you can do enough works or ever merit God's favor to ever get you to heaven. No way, friend. I don't care what you do, how you live, or you listen to me. I have a lot of people that will hear this message, amen. Listen, I have a lot of Free Will Baptists that listen to me in my local area, amen. And they think they can do and abstain, amen. But I'm going to tell you, without the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to burn in hell. You're going to end up in hell when you die. Amen. Cain's offering was an offering of works. The reason a lot of those Free Will Baptists listen to me, I don't preach in their churches, but the reason they listen to me, amen, there's some of them, a sect of them, if they will, amen, in my area that still believe in preaching against sin. Amen. And they cannot believe that Brother Rose is an independent Baptist and preaches against sin. I name it. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I read the encyclopedia on it. Amen. To God be the glory, but there's nothing you could ever do. You couldn't be good enough. You can abstain. You could never merit God's favor except by and through the Lord Jesus Christ. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I've been practicing all summer. Listen, we start velvet season at the end of August, as far as I know. And I practice with that bow, amen. Some of you are hunters. And listen, friend, you get consistent muscle memory. And listen, friend, if you put that target 200 yards out there, I don't care what kind of bow you have, Matthews, Jennings, PSE, you're going to come short on the target. And it doesn't matter how you live without Christ's righteousness, without His salvation, without His blood, we've all come short of the glory of God. Amen. The glory of God is Jesus Christ, His Son, God's Son. Amen. Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. Cain offered a bloodless sacrifice. Now, I'm not against study. It don't show a lot in my preaching. Usually my preaching is, I just say what the Bible says. He did say preach the word, didn't he?
Right, amen.
And so, in my study, amen, many commentators say that Cain's attitude was wrong, and that's what God rejected. I don't believe that. Cain's attitude may have had something to do with it, amen, but he wouldn't bring an acceptable sacrifice. He wouldn't shed blood. And I'm going to tell you, it takes the blood to get to heaven. Amen. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood. Oh, precious is the flow. That makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I'd like to see us get excited about that again. Remember years ago, Brother Hall, you come off this podium, amen. God would give you physical strength. And thank God, I'd like to see it again. Me and Brother John Morgan, I thought it was NASCAR, amen, in here. We's going through the foyer up on the podium. Hallelujah. We's having a time just rejoicing and praising God, amen. Hallelujah. I've been trying to encourage some of these fellas, amen, to rejoice a little bit, get saved, right with God, and filled with the Spirit. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I've been praising God ever since I got filled. Amen. So much for that one. That's right. I found hard to keep quiet. I know, amen, every one of us failed. Every one of us failed reports, public report. We all get them and say, well, I just couldn't say nothing for the Lord or nothing like that, amen. You get filled with the Spirit, you'd be amazed what you do. I thank God for the blood. Amen. Listen, Cain's offering was a bloodless sacrifice. The Bible tells in verse number 4, see, Abel offered an acceptable sacrifice to God. What was it? The Bible says in verse number 4, and Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and the fat thereof, and the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. It didn't say nothing about his attitude. But it did say that Abel brought an acceptable sacrifice and God had respect unto it. Amen. I'm about get loosened up here. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I get in some of these highfalutin churches. Amen. I say, what in the world are they going to think? I preach in one church. Amen. I call them a little bit starchy. Amen. I say, what in the world am I doing here? Amen. Hallelujah. I'm about to get loosened up. Amen. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 11. Keep your place there. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse number 4. And the Bible says, by faith, Abel offered unto God, he said, a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness, amen, that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh, amen. It's still witness today. It takes the blood. It takes the blood. It takes... I know when you labor, amen, about the King James Bible, they want to tag you with being a Ruthmanite. I don't believe that doctrine, amen. And I also don't believe that people got saved differently in different dispensations. I believe Abraham believed God and it was counted unto him for righteousness. I believe, amen, as Abel come and he offered that sacrifice, what God had, ordained that, Adam and his wife, God gave that first sacrifice and they have been taught that it was the blood, the shedding of blood. Hey, there's a bloodline that runs all the way through this book. Amen. Amen. I'm about to quit preaching like a Presbyterian. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, this will save me on dry cleaning. I don't know where we're going to put this. Hallelujah. But I'll have this ringing, soaking wet. Amen. Hallelujah. And it'll save me a little bit on dry cleaning. Some of y'all listen on the radio and say, what in the world is this today? Praise God. Amen. Cain's religion was destitute of any adequate sense of sin or need of atonement. Let me say that again. Cain's religion was destitute of any adequate sense of sin and need of atonement. Josiah, that's what you need to see. You need to see your sin. You need to see yourself as God sees you. And God puts men under old time conviction through preaching like this, amen. And they have a sense of their own sinfulness, amen. And then they'll see a need for atonement. Amen. You see that death angel coming, like there in Exodus chapter number 12. You'll see the need to apply the blood. You better believe that, friend. See, it's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. Amen, friend. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Amen. Hallelujah. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works that God had before ordained that we should walk in them. Amen. You're not saved by your works, but let me balance that out. You're not saved without works. After you get saved, you ought to be careful to maintain good works. That's just what it says. Amen. Hallelujah. I know people say, well, Rose believes. They've said it a lot of places. Just like the cross Brother Allen's had to bear, and I'm not saying I'm anywhere in his category. But they said, well, Rose thinks if you don't live a certain way that you're not right with God. Amen. I'm going to tell you, friend, I'm going to say this. If you're not living for God and living according to the Word of God and being in the church and heard some truth and you're rebelling against truth, amen, it's not my fault that I may look on your life and misjudge you as a lost person. That's your fault. Amen. Don't pull Matthew 7:1. Amen. I studied the whole chapter. Don't pull that on me. Amen. I've been living too long and preaching too long. Hallelujah. That's the danger of hypocritical judgment. Amen. Hallelujah. Cain's offering was an offering of works. Notice this in Jude verse number 11. Jude verse number 11. Let me read it in your hearing here. Jude verse number 11. The Bible says, woe unto them. They have gone the way of Cain and ran greedily after the Arab Balaam for reward and perished in the gainsaying of Korah. Amen. I'm going to tell you, it's a serious thing. The way of Cain. The way of Cain is a way of self-will. False religion. The religion of self-works. Rather than acceptance of the grace offered through God's appointed sacrifice. The Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I don't think we'll have too many requests for this CD. But it's just as much Bible as what I preached last night. It's where it gets down to the nitty gritty, friend. Are you trusting your own works to get you to heaven? It's not by works of righteousness. Let me point out a few things with the help of the Lord about this thought. First of all, the way of Cain is a way of following man's thinking rather than God's word. It's the way of following man's thinking rather than God's word. See, Cain ignored what God had said and he devised his own plan.
That's right.
I'm going to tell you, friend, we are too much in our Baptist churches. I hope this is heard all over the country. And I know I'm notorious for this, but we are too much caught up in mechanics. You do this, and you do that, and you do that, and then somebody tells you, because you did those things, you're saved. And you don't have no authority. I'm going to tell you who will let you know you're saved. God will let you know you're saved. When I got married, amen, over 18 years ago, nobody had to tell me, amen, that I got married. We got married, then she moved in.
Yep.
I know they move in now, shack up! And don't want you to say it's in your face and don't say nothing about it. I say something about it.
Amen.
It's sin in the sight of God.
Right.
She moved in and I knew it.
Yep.
Things changed.
That's right.
Things changed. You're smiling, amen. Things changed, amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you, when you get saved by the grace of God, amen, you'll know it because He moves in, amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you who needs to, hey, I'm going to tell you, I've said this for years and years and years. You better find out two things from God. God will let you know you're lost. And God will let you know you're saved.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Cain made up his own way. He devised his own plan.
Yep.
We have no record in the Word of God, Brother Vincent, of how God used Adam and Eve to instruct and show Cain and Abel that they used to bring.
Right.
But no doubt they told.
Yeah,
we was in the garden. And we sinned against God's revealed commandment of what God told us. And God provided a sacrifice. And God clothed it. I personally believe this, that God clothed us with bloody skins. Bloody skins. God provided the animal. God killed them. God skinned them. And God provided bloody skins and clothed them. The world says that's gross. The world says, get rid of the blood. The world says that's a slaughterhouse religion. That's how you get in, amen. That's how you get to heaven, not through your own works.
Amen.
You're staying with me, ain't you, buddy? I ain't assaulted too many people when I preached. Amen. I'm going to tell you what, friend. You can't devise your own plan to get to heaven.
That's right.
You have no authority to tell people if they believe this scripture that you know they're saved. If they get saved, they know they're saved. I knew all the facts of the gospel before I got saved. I was probably raised like a lot of you. Sister Ruth, I knew all the facts of God. I've been going out knocking doors with my dad when I was a young teenager, amen. Some of the same doors I'm knocking today with my local church. I knocked with my dad as a teenager before I ever got saved.
Yes, sir.
But I had to learn from God. I had to learn about my own sinfulness. Why was that root of rebellion in me? It rebelled against most everything my parents taught me.
Yeah.
I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed, Sister Bell, to think of some of the things I did in rebellion against my parents and that I was introduced to at Christian school.
Yeah, right. Yeah, preacher.
We need not be naive, friend.
Right.
Things I should have never, should have always been totally ignorant of.
Right. Yes, sir.
CDs. Well, they didn't have CDs in, but tapes that I was given at the Christian school, amen, and would go home and listen to Def Leppard, Megadeth, filling my mind and heart with devils.
Right.
I'm ashamed. I'm so ashamed. Don't it under? I can remember my mom saying, everything in this house is consecrated to the Lord. Don't be listening to rock music on these radios.
Amen.
Don't be bringing that stuff in our home. But if you'd asked me if I was saved,
yep.
I knew I was saved because several professions were made during the ages of 9 and 10, and I could have quoted you the scriptures.
Yep.
There was no heart change.
Right,
there was no heart turned in the direction of God.
Right.
In the age of 19, I've told it so many times. And you say, I get tired of telling. I enjoy telling it. Amen. At the age of 19, listen up there in Crown Point, Indiana. God had me at the right place. God had the right preacher. Amen. He had the right message. God rung my bell. God saved my soul. And Brother Steve, I've never been the same since. And I'm going to tell you why I preach so hard against the work salvation. Because you cannot be good enough to get to heaven apart from the blood of Christ. Adam and Eve, no doubt, left an example to their sons that it took an offering.
Yep.
Number two, it was not only a way of following man's thinking, but it was a way of self-works instead of faith and grace. Abel offered unto God, Hebrews 11:4, a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain.
Right.
He offered the right sacrifice.
Right.
But listen, here's Cain. And though Cain was, and I'm not against you hardworking men. I remembered you, amen, hallelujah. After I got you shaved in my mind, amen, I remembered you sitting over there, amen, hallelujah. A young boy. I've been preaching to some of you kids. Listen, I'm not trying to believe, but since you're young boys. And I remember you, amen. And thank God for hardworking men in this church that makes that available to us to have that fellowship. To have the radio station going on, Brother Steve. Thank God for hardworking men. But I'm saying, hey, listen, I'm preaching against people that are hardworking in the matter of religion. And no doubt Cain was a hard-working religious man.
Yep.
But God refused to receive him because he refused to come by faith through grace.
Right.
Amen. You can work your fingers to the bone.
Yep.
People are doing it every day. They're doing it today. There's preachers standing in the pulpit. It has no testimony of the redeeming grace of God.
Right.
I'm saying if a young man repents toward God and puts his faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, but we got young people, amen, that are professing to get saved, amen, that I can't even remember hardly anything I did at the ages they said they got saved. You can lock it.
Right. Go ahead. Yep.
And they say they know the Lord. That's between them and God. They got to die with that.
Sure.
I know that'll make me real popular.
Right.
Amen. You say you're working on being famous? No, I'm one of the more infamous preachers. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, friend, it's a serious thing. It's more serious, Brother Josh. And since God's given me 7 kids, I've realized, Sister Rose, how serious it is. Amen. Hey, listen, my kids, I've got to get to God. You've got to get to God. God sent a dart again your way.
Amen.
You're going to rebel against Him. You ought to break and get on the altar now.
Amen. Amen.
And I'm telling you, you feel so helpless.
Yes, sir.
When you realize about the workings of God, Brother Hall, that you can preach.
Yes, sir.
You can plead. You can pray. But you can't save them.
That's
God's got to do the saving.
That's right.
They've got to realize it doesn't matter how they live. It doesn't matter how you raise. It doesn't matter how mommy and daddy makes you dress. You can't go on our coattails.
That's right.
I've seen some of these kids right here convicted, buddy.
Amen.
Son, I hammer down on them. But I don't try to talk them into something
Amen.
That they don't know
there
nothing about.
Amen.
That's right.
I'm telling you, God's dealing with some of you right now. You ain't going to bother one thing with me. You ain't going to disrupt WSOF. You will get on the altar and talk to Jesus. The way of Cain is a way of following pride of religion rather than humility of true salvation. I'll tell you, religion make you proud. When you got religion without Jesus, it can make you proud, buddy.
Yes, sir.
I'm really something. I'm really somebody. There's a lot of preachers, amen, that need to repent, get out of a pulpit and repent before God and get right with God. But what is it? Pride. Pride compasseth them about. As is a chain, amen. And they're chained to some profession that's void of reality.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to tell you, friend, if you come to the cross, you must humble yourself.
Amen.
The devil will tell you, what do people say?
Yeah.
What do people think? I tell you, the saints of God will rejoice.
Amen.
I get tired of people throwing it in God's preacher's face. That kind of preaching confuses. This kind of preaching don't confuse people. This kind of preaching convicts people.
Amen.
That's what it does.
Amen.
Instead of humbling himself and bringing the proper sacrifice. In Genesis chapter 4 and verse number 7, if thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lies at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. Instead of humbling himself and bringing the proper sacrifice, and to admit thereby that he was a sinner in desperate need of the sacrifice which only God can provide, Cain brought the fruit of his own proud endeavors and expected God would accept him. And God did not.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you, if you're going to put anything in God's face and say, God, you accept this and it ain't Jesus Christ, he's not going to accept it.
Right.
Number four. It was a way, are you listening to this? It is a way of beauty rather than blood and death.
Yes, sir.
Same, Cain probably thought, look at all these beautiful, I don't know what they were. I don't even know what the beast was that God killed for Adam and Eve. We suppose it was lamb, we don't know.
Right.
I'm sure that Cain thought, we're trying to make a garden. Amen. I've always been somebody, amen, I like to grow things. It just gives you a sense of, you know, growing your own stuff. I like that. And my garden may not be too impressive. You dig down this far in my yard, about that far, amen, and you dig up chunks of shale. So you can't grow nothing on rock. And so my garden looks sickly, puny, amen, not getting much production, but we're doing the best we can. You got to have good ground. You got to have good ground. No doubt, Cain was very proud of what he brought to the Lord.
Yeah.
But that ain't what God required.
Right.
He may have beautiful zucchini.
Yeah.
He may have some of you old timers know what I'm talking about, rhubarb.
Yeah.
We used to go up in the garden, amen. I probably wouldn't do it now. I'm probably too sophisticated. And we'd break off rhubarb and just eat it.
Yeah.
Amen. Right in the garden. And he may have brought all that to the Lord, but that ain't what God required.
Right.
And God rejected his sacrifice.
That's right.
God rejected it. What are you trying to offer to God today? Amen. It was a way of beauty rather than blood and death. Cain glorified in his lovely fruits and vegetables, but refused to bring the bloody, dead lamb God required. He thereby ignored the curse of God upon the ground. God had already cursed the ground. God doesn't bless what he's already cursed. In Genesis chapter 3, verses 17 through 19. Number 5, it was a way of anger rather than repentance.
Yes, sir.
He hated his brother, and the Bible says it came to pass, he was wroth, and his countenance fell, and it came to pass that he killed and murdered his brother. Cain refused God's attempts to turn him from error. In Genesis chapter 4 and verse number 7, and angrily killed his brother in Genesis 4:8. And this, notice this, in this Cain became the forerunner of those multitudes who refused to repent before the word of God and have been angry at the messengers of God, persecuting and killing the prophets. Cain was the forerunner of those who killed the Son of God. We will not have this man rule over us. Crucify him. Away with this man. The way of Cain. Number 6. Cain was cursed by God and suffered eternal separation from him. Here's some sad words from the Word of God. Cain went out from the presence of the Lord. If you go out from the presence of the Lord, there ain't much hope for you. I'm going to tell you, Brother Shepherd, you know this is right. Years you've been preaching and pastoring. There ain't ever time, amen, that God manifests Himself in the service.
That's right.
That God comes down in conviction. And we see people that are dealt with and God actually convicts them and bless the Lord, oh my soul. But I'm going to tell you, friend, it's a dangerous thing to go out from the presence of the Lord.
Right. That's right.
But I don't sense a whole lot of conviction today.
Right.
I don't sense a whole lot of conviction. I know that I don't preach every word that everybody else does. And I know a lot of people are getting a lot of professions. But I just know there's not a lot of conviction today. And you ain't going to get that from ploys and gory stories. A lot of that is not producing conviction. That's emotional display. And there is some of that that goes along with it. I'm not against that, but listen, friend, it is provoked by the wrong things.
Right.
And if you ain't figured it out yet, I am totally against it.
Amen.
You want to get me upset, amen, get somebody that just tries to talk my children into something.
Right. Yeah.
That they don't know nothing about the workings of God, buddy. I get upset about that, buddy. Because, buddy, it's hard to undo that. And I'm not saying I'm the only one can preach to get right with God. But I'm going to tell you one thing, friend. It's a serious thing about conviction.
Amen.
There's judgment upon all who follow the way of Cain. Let's close by looking at Jude, verse number 11. Woe unto them! For they have gone the way of Cain and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward and perished in the gainsaying of Kore. These are spots in your feast of charity when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Clouds they are without water, carried about with winds. Trees whose fruit withereth without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots, raging waves of the sea, foaming at their own shame, wandering stars, to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. And that's the judgment of all those that follow the way of Cain. Tell you what the acceptable sacrifice is. I'm trusting one thing to get me to heaven, baby. I'm for godly living. I'm for holy living. But Brother Steve, I'm trusting one thing. I got my faith in a blood sacrifice.
Amen.
Christ became my substitute.
That's right.
For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, as from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the blood of Christ, as of a lamb, without blemish and without spot.
Amen.
I'm trusting the blood of Christ for my
sins.
He didn't have no sins.
Right.
He bore our sins in His own body on the tree.
That's right. Amen.
Shed His blood. Thank God for the blood.
Amen.
I've been preaching on the radio. How do you know that you're saved? I'll tell you how you can know that you can stay saved. It's because of the blood. It's on the mercy seat. It speaks for us. Hallelujah.
Amen. That's right.
Even at my best, I'm not too good.
Woo!
But thank God I've received His righteousness.
Amen. Yes, sir.
And if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, it's not your goodness.
Right.
I tell you how you stay saved. If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ is and cleanseth us from all sin.
Right. Amen.
Now they kind of critical of me, amen, because I couldn't get Greek down. I made an A first semester. be the second semester. We had to take two semesters of it. I see the third semester, and they passed me with a failing mark the fourth semester. I think they said he can't be rehabilitated. He believes the King James Bible. But we do need more English scholars. And so if you understand something about English, the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us. It talks about a continual action. I don't have to think about my body going to the extremities of my... It's cleansing me of stuff I don't even know that could kill me right now. Or could hurt me or cause disease. But the blood of Jesus Christ is constantly cleansing me from all sin. That's how you stay saved. That's right. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Makes you want to blow a gasket. Amen. And from Jesus Christ, who is a faithful witness, the first begotten of the dead. Hallelujah. Amen. He cleansed us and washed us from our sins in His own blood. You ask me why I'm happy. I'll just tell you why. My sins are gone, amen. My sins are gone into the sea of God's forgiveness. I remember Brother Hall. You remember what he'd call me? He'd call, here comes, he wasn't being disrespectful. He'd say, this man's been my friend. He'd say, here comes Rosie Rick. Rosie Rick. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Rose. Rosie Rick. Hallelujah. Hey, I love to preach like being part of this message all the time. I ain't saying I'm a good preacher, but I'd probably preach one or two more places if that's all I preached.
Yeah.
Probably one or two more places. But I mean, that ain't all there is to the Bible. I preach it all.
Amen.
And I know I major a lot on judgment. But that's what God, I feel in my heart, that's my burden. And I'm going to tell you, if you're going to get to heaven, it's going to have to be through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. There ain't no prayer I could ever tell you. I keep hammering on this. There is no prayer that I could tell you, that you could say, that I could guarantee you that you get in the kingdom of God without heart faith.
Right.
People that are very dangerous when they leave that kind of proposition.
Right.
Amen. When I went up there and saw that stuff, amen, a few miles from here, amen, it turned me totally against it.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be hateful about it, amen. I don't try to be, but I'm going to tell you what, I'm against anything that's going to deceive folks.
Right.
And I'm not afraid to expose it. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus' Son. Do you know the Lord? Do you truly know? Is your faith in a blood sacrifice and His blood substitute? And you put your faith, you repented toward God. You put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you've done that, you're saved from time and eternity. But if you're trusting your own works, out there in radio land today, if we're still on, you're headed to hell and you're going the way of Cain. And Cain's burning in hell right now. He never got right with God. And if you follow His way, you'll end up in the blackness of darkness forever. Pastor Shepherd, you know your people more than I do. You come and do as the Lord leads you.